I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate NU. We have an awesome new show lined up for you today. This is going to be really fun and funny, actually. I have Brandon Lesaganich here. I said his name right. I should know how to say his name since he's a friend of mine. But we have a show we're going to do. It's a little pilot program. You're kind of guinea pigs right now, just so you know. Everybody listening is a guinea pig. And we are doing a show. It's a spinoff called Real Estate Behind Closed Doors. And what that means is we're going to tell some stories.
Absolutely.
About things that you don't normally hear about when it comes to real estate. You know, Brandon, we just talked about this a little bit before we actually went live here. It's kind of funny. But, you know, everybody says our job is just like, you know, looks cakey, you know, right?
It seems, almost like newspaper, paper cutter kind of.
Yeah, it does. Everybody thinks that they're like, okay, you get in this business. And I love how people always say we get in this business for to have more freedom.
Right. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. More freedom. You hear that one?
All the time.
Yeah. How much freedom do you have in this business?
Well, according to everyone, all of it.
You have a lot of freedom.
You do.
You have a lot of freedom.
It's freedom without being free. I like to think of it that way.
Yes.
Your mind is always on a deal or something like that. Or you're always, if I'm not working, I feel like I'm messing up or missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. And what's the other ones we hear in our business? It's so... Well, I think everybody thinks we just drive around in nice cars and, you know, we have the freedom. Oh, and I can come and go as I please.
Yeah. Make my own hours, which, you know, we're at the mercy of the people who want to see the houses.
The clients. The
agents. Yeah. So, you know, within a reason we do,
yeah.
You know, but.
Pretty much they make our hours.
They kind of.
Which is great. We love our clients. I'm not busting on our clients. I'm just saying, getting into the business, we hear a lot of different things. At the end of the day, it's a great, great career to have.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I do love it.
And the reason we're doing the show is Brandon had an idea, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about it, is he had this idea about, you know, not just telling the stories that are the serious real estate stories, and some of them are going to be serious, but we're trying to get into, you know, the behind the doors. It's what the show's called, is Real Estate Behind Closed Doors. It's getting behind the scenes, behind the doors, and seeing what you and I do in a day-to-day business.
Yeah, and I think this will be good because a lot of people only hear about, like, when I listen to podcasts, which is almost daily, whether it's
cool,
you know, a lot of real, this show being one of them.
You didn't have to say that. He's like, oh, by the way, I listen to your show too.
Well, you knew that already. I've given reviews. So you always hear about great marketing stories and market this way and great success stories, but it's not always like that in any way.
No.
So I was thinking like, yo, you know what would be really awesome is to bring in and tell stories from time to time from our side or an agent side that were catastrophic, the unordinary.
Oh.
You know, if you did a showing and the house was haunted or, you know, if you had a horrible deal, what went wrong and how we could figure out how to explain it. I feel like there's a lot of knowledge behind just those scenarios as well.
You know, it's funny when you talk about the haunted things. See, this is stuff that's not scripted because we don't script the show at all.
No.
We never do. We come up with some ideas. We do bullets and things like that. But all the real estate news shows, including this series, there's no script. So one of the things you just said about haunted. Do you get scared to death sometimes to go into houses at nighttime that are vacant?
No, me personally,
you don't.
I'm a big horror fan.
Oh.
So I mean, put me in that scenario.
So you're hoping a hatchet comes out, or what?
My heart's racing, but it's exhilarating.
Oh yeah. You know? Did you ever hear like feel like you heard something?
Oh yeah. And Berks County is known as one of the most haunted places in the world.
I never knew that.
From what I was told when I was younger, and stories and the news.
Well, yeah, Charlie Adams had a whole book about that.
Yes,
very much so. So that was funny. You just noticed when you said about the properties going into. I always get creeped out. Like if I'm there at nighttime, and I have to go down in the basement to do something, or up to the second floor, there's not anybody there. It's dark. It just creeps me out.
Well, a vacant home, depending on where it is, chances are I'm going to sway them from not showing it because the electric's not on.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go back during the daylight just to check out the roof if it's dark out. Like,
true.
Come on.
Yeah. And that's tough during the winter because it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely.
So let's keep going back into closed doors here, or behind closed doors. So do you want to tell your story first, or am I going to tell my story first?
Why don't you start?
I'll start out? All right.
You've been in the business all year. You probably have made better ones.
So 25 years ago, back in when I was a much younger man. No, so this is what's interesting about the story I'm going to tell you, was that I was telling you before, is that years ago, we used to do what's called an agent tour. And if you've been in this business for a long time, you will remember that. And what that means is that when we would get a new listing, everybody would pile in their cars on a Tuesday morning, usually after the sales meeting, and we'd go house to house to house to house. Now, sometimes we'd be at 10 houses on a Tuesday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of driving around, a lot of things like that. So this, when I first got into business, and this is almost 30 years ago then, we went on a tour. And I get in the car and we go and we get to this house. And, you know, the listing agent goes up to the house and starts opening the door. It was right off of Lancaster Avenue. I'll never forget this. And, you know, and I hadn't been to many of these. This is kind of new for me. And, you know, they open the door and I get this like odor that's coming out of the doorway, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know, some houses don't smell as good as others. Okay. So I get this odor and now I see that the listing agent go in and he's saying something, doing something. So I'm like three people behind or two people behind the listing agent. He goes in and we all start doing single file in through the door. Now the odor starts getting stronger and stronger as I go in the door. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I go in the door, it's stronger and stronger. Next thing you know, there's this guy running around naked on the first floor of the house. Like just running, you know, I'm like, it's new in this business. I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's clothing optional when you do the agent tour. I didn't know that it was going to be naked people running around a house, you know.
Did you get naked? Did you think
it was optional? I did not get naked. No? It was okay. Not naked optional. It was actually, everybody else was clothed.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then I thought, maybe we caught him off guard. Maybe he didn't know about the agent tour.
I mean,
I don't know.
So did the agent know that this is one of agent you knew with the listing?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, did he tell them? Yeah,
can you avoid a listing with the way you guys did back then? Just like, this listing is not for an agent tour.
But the agent, the particular agent that it is, and that person's still in the business, nice person, was very, very, you're going to come see every listing, whether it's got naked people in it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, for me personally, I would try to avoid them, avoid the embarrassment of the
client. Try to avoid naked people in the house?
Well, you know, things happen.
It depends who it is.
It depends.
That's right. It's exactly right. So yeah, so now I'm going, so now this gets worse. Okay. I start walking because now he, the listing agent kind of knew the guy and got him rushed upstairs to get clothing on. And as I walk in the living room, now at this point, the odor is actually just overwhelming that I'm like to the point where I'm getting a little nauseous. Like just, it's just bad.
Yeah.
It's just bad. I call it like dirty people smell kind of thing. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like just not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Then I look over and there was poop on the floor.
So did you know it was human?
I thought you could ask me, was it my poop? I'm like, no, it was not.
Did you know it was human? Could it have been an animal? Because I've been to listings where, you know, an animal did defecate in some way or there was a common problem like in a basement.
Yeah.
Did you know it was like the guy?
I think we all kind of assumed because it just looked like that. Not that we sat there and studied.
You shouldn't know the houses you're selling.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my listing. If it was my listing, I'd know what kind of poop it was. But no, I exited quickly.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you know, obviously felt bad for the whole situation, but it was an interesting first experience in my business, you know? So those are the things we encounter sometimes. Now, we don't do agent tours anymore.
No.
That got to be...
Maybe we should bring them back.
No, let's not. With gas prices the way they are.
Oh, true.
And also, you know what happened? How that went away was because people just didn't have time. And with the onslaught of photography and virtual tours and drones and all these things, we don't need to always physically be to see the property.
In fact, most people know they really want the house before we even take them.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. So let's hear what do you got for me?
Well, probably my being newer at the time, I was like maybe 2 years in the business and I've been in it almost coming up on 6 now.
Awesome.
You know, being in this market with people being able to look you up even before, they know who they're calling. They know they're contacting. So I get a call from on my way home from another listing appointment and they asked me to show them a house that I had listed. Now, it's very rare to get a call from a sign anymore.
Right.
So,
absolutely. So true.
Very rare. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. So get with them, meet them, stuff like that. Daughter's quite a few years younger than me. She's quite, the mom is the one that called. She's quite a few years older than me.
Okay. Well,
the mom
so you have your choice.
Yeah. No, the mom kidding. Starts, the mom starts becoming very close with me.
Right,
now, at first, I think she is a very talkative lady. So I thought this is just her personality. Then it starts turning into 9, 10, 11 o'clock texts, pictures of her when she was younger.
Oh, boy.
So she got like, and it was house after house after house. And now I'm figuring out this isn't even about them finding a house. They were pre-approved, but
That's how I felt at that moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So eventually I had to cut them off because it became so apparent that the mom was more interested in the daughter who's looking for the house and more interested
about
me.
Was the daughter really looking for a house or was she like a decoy?
They were pre-approved, but the daughter was so nervous to even be around me anymore. It's almost like she knew her mom's agenda.
Oh my gosh.
Very odd. Like the daughter hardly spoke and the lady would bring her.
So it's like a dating game.
It was horrible. Like they even had the stepdad coming with to look at the homes, but she would still say little innuendos.
Wait, the stepdad, the dad of the daughter who's
looking for the home.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. But the wife of the girl who's texting me late at night.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they like, he would be there and he would just take these little innuendos thrown at me and like just shrugged his shoulders like, what am I gonna
very do? Uncomfortable
yeah, dude. So you know, at first there's a sense of like, oh okay, you know, big deal, we get flirted on in this business all the time.
Especially, well, not, I don't, but Brandon does, obviously. Well, I'm missing out.
Well, especially women, they get creepers all the time.
Sure.
You know, so it's
you gotta be careful in this business.
It does. So,
and that's a serious subject,
and that's a big sign that if there's something wrong and they're texting you too much, you should know it right
well, if it has nothing to do with the house too.
Well, you know, I always try to make my clients turn into friends.
Oh yeah, you know, of course.
But so I'm trying to save face and be professional. And at some point when she's texting me, like
crossing the line.
Yeah. She's texting me pictures of her at like a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert and you know, whatever.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Just like very flashy material. I got a little freaked out. So I ended up having to drop them because I'm not going to risk my license over doing something unethical. Or
yeah,
something
exactly.
That.
No, so, that's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
So yours was, you got hit on.
Very hardcore. Like it got to the point of pretty much like nudes being sent to me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so, are you kidding me?
No. And if this was by the mom.
Well, typically on this show, what we do is we show the pictures of what we're talking about.
You know what?
I'm just kidding. Hugo usually puts the pictures up while we're talking about it, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll send them to you later, Hugo.
No, that's crazy.
It was. So I ended up having to drop them and it became, she was mad.
I'm sure she was. So, I'm sure she was.
You know, so I felt bad. And I've looked them up from time to time. They still have not bought a house today.
Oh, my
gosh. So just as a public records, because that's one client that stood out. That
interesting.
But it was 50.
Her mom hasn't found the right person yet.
The right.
She has. What's funny. The daughter hasn't found the right house. And the mom hasn't found the right man.
Well, this, I guess her husband.
Maybe it's like a combo. Maybe she's thinking, if I get the right house, I'll have the right agent that the mom can be with. And it's
a
match made in heaven.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Match made from Zillow.
Yeah, that's incredible. Unbelievable.
That happened to me once, too, where the lady was hitting me. And she told me that if I would succumb to her wishes, she would give me this pair of headphones.
You have the headphones. Are you?
Now that's pretty funny.
I'm just kidding. She didn't give me.
How young was she, Hugo? Jeez.
I mean, they're wired. So
those are from. I think those are from from a Disney movie.
I
or
got
something.
That with my iPhone 1.
Too much. So I got one other story that I. If you want me to hear the story, I'll tell you the story. I've got many over 30 years, and there'll be a lot of people coming on. One of the things we want to do, Brandon, right, is bring in another agent.
Yes.
Each time, and that agent will then share their stories, and we can kind of have a good time talking to them about their stories and things that happened
absolutely.
To them or with them.
I'm very excited for
that. Yeah,
because I've seen some agents that I know that post pictures and weird stuff all the time.
Yeah. And also, while you're listening to the show, if you think of ideas or think of something that creeped you out or something that happened during your purchase while you were purchasing a house, let us know. Send us the story, and we can always bring it up on a show and actually say, hey, you got to hear this one. This buyer, you know, this is where it turns it around. They could be like, oh, I was creeped out by the agent.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know what I mean?
That
the agent was a Nimrod. That's a word I haven't used for a while, right? Nimrod? That's an old one. I'm bringing them back.
What does that mean?
I'm bringing Nimrod back. Me and Justin Timberlake. But yeah, so the next story I have is this happened about 20 years ago or more. And this is wild. And this is serious. It's serious and funny. It's funny now, but it was serious when it happened. I swear I almost threw up several times when this happened. So I met a customer who's referred to me, and we went out to a new home development. And at the time, this new home development, there was, I thought, one spec home. Okay. So I'm looking at the information. It was not my development. It was somebody else's. They're telling me there's a spec home. That what's really nice about the spec home is it's done. It's finished up until carpet.
and things like that, and cabinets and things like that. So all you, but so what your buyer can do is they can still pick out those things. Perfect world. Takes about 45 days for those things to get done, and we're good to go, right? Mm-hmm. So there was several spec homes in that development. I thought there was only one. So I show the customer the spec home, and I'm like, they're like, love it, wonderful. We're going to pick out, this is, they went and did color selection for the carpets and for the cabinets and did all that stuff, you know? And so we get closer and closer to settlement. It's about 45 to 60 days away. We get closer and closer. And next thing you know, the buyer is calling me saying, hey, by the way, when are they going to start putting, you know, the cabinets and the carpets in, you know? And I'm like, oh, let me check. So the listing agent says, oh, I think it's going to go in. They thought it was in already. Right, and they're just not sure when it's going to go in. So buyers go back. They're looking in the window. And now I get a call from, this is about a week before settlement. My buyer says, hey, the carpets are still not in. Like, we're supposed to be settling in a week. Why aren't these carpets in yet? I'm like, I don't know. I said, let me call the agent. So I call the agent. And I'm talking to her, and I said, hey, you know, they are saying that the carpets aren't in. You're telling me that they are in, and they're saying they're not in. So something's not right here.
Of course.
She goes, well, what spec home did you sell? I said, well, I sold the one. When you come in, you go to the right. It's on the left-hand side, has the red shutters, all that stuff. She goes, that's not the house you sold. I'm like, what do you mean that's not the house I sold? She goes, no, there's a spec home on the other street that should have all the things they picked in it. I said, but does that one have the same size yard as the other one? She goes, no, that had like a $10,000 premium on it. That one, the one that they actually bought, has a much smaller yard. My stomach starts turning. I almost puked. I just seriously almost puked. I'm on the phone and I realize that for the past 45 days, I sold them a house that they never saw.
Right.
And it's the wrong house. So they're going to look at the house.
Everything?
It's very similar, a little different, different model. So they are looking at a house because the reason there was no carpets in that house is because it was the wrong house.
Yeah. They're
not looking at the house that I sold.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what happens now? The agent on the other line starts laughing her ass off. She's laughing. She thinks this is hilarious. I'm like, I said her name. I said, this is not funny. I said, this is really bad. I sold the wrong house.
That might made you more mad.
Oh my God.
She's laughing.
So I had to make this very, very uncomfortable call. Very uncomfortable call. And I called the buyer. I said, I don't explain this. I said, but the house you've been looking at is not the house that your stuff is in. I said, but the good news is there's a house down the street that has all the stuff in that you picked out. There's the positive.
I have another one.
I have one that you're going to love. So I'm like, so we need to go there ASAP because we're settling on this in 3 days. And they're like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? It's a different house. The most wonderful buyers in the world. We went to look at that house. Uh-huh. They loved it because it had their kitchen, their bath, their carpets, all their colors were in there.
Right.
House was a little different. Yard was a little different. But they loved it anyway.
But they were already in. They were already pointed to sell, to buy it.
Yes, but guess who was at blame if they didn't like it?
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, you fronted like this was a new one that they should have went with.
No, I just kind of said this has all your stuff in it. I screwed up.
Oh, so you? Yeah,
oh, okay. I was completely transparent. I said, look, I screwed up.
So the listing agreement would have said the street and the lot.
The lot number wasn't on the houses at the time when we picked them out. I assumed there was only one spec home. So when we turned the corner of the one area, I'm like, oh yeah, there it is. There's the spec home because there was only one in multi-list.
Right. Okay.
But there was another spec home that was up to the same
standard. I could see how this mistake would be made though. You know.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. Yes. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, and thank God the buyer was okay with it. Seriously, dude. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was
unreal.
Bad.
Unreal.
Yeah. So I think we did very well for the first show.
No, I like it.
That's good.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun, Hugo?
Yeah.
I think it was good. I think it was really good.
Stories, come on! I should say, you know, if you have anybody has any stories to share.
Oh, I'm sure we have plenty of people with stories. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get agents here with stories, and I think you're going to be talking to agents with stories.
I have another one I would like to say, more like about on the lines of during a deal.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you have any other agents or client, we could talk to clients.
Absolutely.
I mean, about a bad agent or bad houses that they toured.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of those.
Sure,
a lot of those.
Write us.
Oh. There was funny. I've already had houses too that the floors you literally had to be careful.
Yeah.
Or decks. Have you ever been on a deck that's like completely rotted out and you're like, okay, do not go on that deck if it's on a second story.
There was a home where I had to walk on the floorboards.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, crazy. So this is the stuff we're going to talk about, guys. It's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to bring Brandon back again. It's called Real Estate Behind Closed Doors. It's going to be a series on real estate and you, and Brandon's going to be here with me every time. We're going to figure out some more stories and hear some really good stuff that'll
crack you up.
I think that was a good first show. Very good first show. All right, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.